This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The global awakening is incredible. There are fires lighting in the minds of men and women everywhere of deception. Zach Voorhees is just the archetype of the hero taking action, the trailblazer with the intent to tell the truth. The whole house of cards is coming down. You can smell it. You can see it. But Google and the other big tech are just pushing more racial division, more collapse of society. A few final questions for Zach Voorhees, who will get a lot of heat for this. But people understand now, the good guys get the heat. There's a real turning point we've reached. We are now getting the upper hand against evil. But this is so historic. I wanted Owen just to ask a few final questions, and then I'm coming back in the next segment with my own comments. But I think the central point here is, if Trump doesn't act and act very strategically now, and if Congress doesn't act, and if the people don't act in a peaceful way, then there's no limit, because Owen was bringing up all the spying by big tech. Facebook listening to you in your house and transcribing it and selling it to people and then lying to Congress about it. These people are out of control. They are the new axis of evil threat like Hitler and Mussolini were. I mean, I'm sorry. They are beyond that in their power. So, Owen, final questions for Zach.
Well, Zach, I want to ask you point blank right now, because not only are probably the executives of Google tuned in right now listening to what you have to say, but my guess is that the White House is listening very closely as well. So as a Google executive that's been with Google for nearly 10 years, you've been in the meetings, you've seen the internal memos, you've released the documents. Do you believe that Google, as an entity, a powerful entity that it is, will do anything and everything they can to keep Donald Trump from winning the 2020 presidential election?
Every single time I thought that Google would have some limit, some line that they wouldn't, like, pass, they blew past it. And I want to tell you a story about a breaking point that I had, which was in 2017. Trump made a tweet that included Arabic after he came back from Saudi Arabia. And Google deleted a word out of the Arabic translation dictionary in order to make the Trump tweet become nonsense.
Explain that a little more in detail. You're saying
I caught Google deleting words out of their Arabic translation dictionary to make Trump tweets sound crazy.
So you're saying they want people in, let's say, Saudi Arabia to see Trump's tweets but get a different translation than what it actually was?
Okay, so Trump came back from Saudi Arabia, and he made a tweet, and it was something like, "The news is fake, kafefe." Well, kafefe was a word that existed in the Arabic to English translation dictionary. Google deleted that because the New York Times made an article arguing that the word didn't make any sense. And so they went through, they created a design document. I think this was June 1st, 2017, saying we need to get rid of this word because it doesn't make any sense. And it's an error that we're translating it into an English equivalent. So they created this design doc, and then they created this bug feature so that, you know, you can track the engineers as they make progress towards their goal. And, you know, Owen, not only did they have to delete it once, they actually had to delete it twice because the AI was smart enough that it was able to translate the word through a different path. So in this log, you can see the engineers going through and saying, oh, wait, we've deleted it, but it's still appearing. Why is this? And then they go through the resolution. Yep, there it is, the Kafefe Easter egg. And they deleted it off the Internet. And then everybody, and then shortly thereafter, there was an attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment against the President of the United States by saying that he was crazy because he was tweeting nonsense. But the nonsense was after the fact.
Wow. And so that was your breaking point where you realized, yes, Google will do anything to stop Trump. Thank you so much, Zachary Voorhees, hero whistleblower, Google executive. Alex Jones, final statement.
That man needs to testify to Congress along with Professor Epstein, Robert Epstein, and others. This is huge. This is a giant scandal. Coming up, my interview with Stephen Crowder when he interviewed me yesterday. Then we'll be back live with so much more. Stay with us. History's happening. And thank you to the whistleblower and everybody.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it would be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Thanks to this audience shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, we were just able to have a groundbreaking interview that will be seen millions of times, even though YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google all wanted it to never be seen. They wanted us shut down. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we are still here. Now, Alex Jones did an interview with Stephen Crowder. It was very powerful, very informative, and fun. Here is how it went.
Well, we have a ton to talk about. But first off, I want to say, I don't know that that's true about anyone mentioning, because you were on one of the Change My Minds. We ran some of that, and we've had you on since.
Yeah.
And I don't think YouTube has banned. I mean, maybe we're just fortunate, but obviously I know that they've been after you, and you've been public enemy number one with them, but we don't really care. We care for you, but we don't really care what they do.
It's Facebook.
Oh.
It's Facebook that's been doing the total blackout. And sure, they let me get on Joe Rogan. He talked to YouTube before. They said, fine, because you're big enough, you're respected enough. But a lot of the smaller shows and things that I've gone on have gotten strikes because they don't have a big enough name. Take the guy that uploaded the video of Chris Cuomo blowing up in New York. Well, they took his video down till there was an outcry. They put the video back up. So I think it's because you've got enough clout and a big fan base that supports you that you're still here, my friend. I mean, as you know, they've been working around the clock to take you off.
Yes, I do. I don't know about clout or respect. Fan base, I appreciate. But I'm certainly not respected in the halls of Google. They've made that no secret. Before we get into, I want to talk about Epstein, because obviously this seems, like I said, we want to get Mr. Jones on. But what's your take on Chris Cuomo and Fredo? First off, do you believe that Fredo is as bad as the N-word to Italians? I'm not sold.
Well, I mean, in fact, I interviewed the fellow that was given the video. It's called That's the Point with Brandon. And he was given the video by a very wealthy individual, very wealthy family, it turns out, is Italian, and just called the guy Fredo, because everybody knows that Chris Cuomo is a chump. He's the guy that said the Epstein thing shouldn't be investigated. He's the guy that said if you're re-WikiLeaks, you'll go to jail, but I'm allowed to. He's the guy that said if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to be in the shower with a transgendered woman with large genitals, large male genitals, that she's bad.
Why does the large matter when it comes to transgender genitals? If they're genitals, that's enough.
Exactly. But expanding on that, this is the guy that's always blowing up at people, always threatening him. And new video has surfaced where he called himself Fredo on TV a decade ago. His dad called him Fredo. So we now know what this means. He's the dumb son compared to his brother, the governor, who's still pretty bad. America's never been that great. It's not going to be great. Right. So this is my view on it. And I think it's the truth. They've already said anybody that Trump supports, or anybody that supports Trump, or anybody that wants to keep their guns, or anybody that likes capitalism, or anybody that's just right of Mao Zedong or V.I. Lenin is a racist. So by logical extension, if somebody says, hey, Fredo, can I take a picture with you? Oh, you just attacked me. I'm an Italian-American with a CNN show worth tens of millions of dollars, and my brother's the governor, and our family's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, I've got white privilege, but because I'm Italian, you just put me down. That's the N-word. So I'm going to throw you down the stairs. I'm going to wreck you. Basically, I'm going to kill you because you dared joke at a public figure. It shows the entitlement of these elites, but now wrapping themselves in this new calculus of all Trump supporters are racist, or anyone that disagrees with me is a racist. So they've kind of an alchemy now to, oh, well, don't call me any names because that's racist too.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think it's poor form to call somebody, like, to insult somebody. It was meant to be insulting in front of his wife and kid. Like, I think that there's sort of these rules of engagements
where...
But
turns out that's a lie, though. His wife and kid weren't there, reportedly.
Okay, well, either way, if someone... For example, we talk about Sarah Huckabee being out to dinner. Like, I don't like Chris Cuomo. I call him the DNC pool boy in chief just because. And by the way, it sounds like his dad's a dick. Yeah, if his dad called him Fredo. It sounds like that guy was setting him up to fail. He was like, what are you setting me up for, Dad? CNN. Primetime?
No,
not
I think
exactly.
You're right. We don't want to become Maxine Waters.
Right.
When they're getting gas, harass them. When they're in the grocery store, harass them. When they're at the mall, harass them. I get harassed all the place. So do you. That's why I did that joke bit where I walked up and harassed you as a leftist and you were, you know, kind-hearted not to slug me. Because you and your dad are both pretty big guys. But, I think you're right that overall we don't want to become the left.
Yeah, exactly. And that does not change the fact that he clearly overreacted, because I get this kind of stuff all the time and I just think, oh, okay, all right. And my rule is I can't let you get within arm's length of me. If you're being aggressive, that's different, you know. But if someone were to say, hey, I've had people go, hey, Steven, you're a fag. And okay, whatever. All right. I take the good with the bad. Okay. So, yeah, Fredo, we get it. Chris Cuomo, not a great guy. I don't think anyone's a fan of him. And what's crazy about him is his ratings are terrible. Like, nobody, you know what nobody is, what I haven't, I don't imagine, I can't say this, I don't want to say it definitively because this could end up being permabanned, but I don't imagine that anyone has said, you know what I really want to know? What Chris Cuomo thinks about X. We have had a lot of people saying, you know what, you should probably get Alex Jones's take on the Epstein saga, because he talked about this and predicted it a while ago. Now, to be clear, you've talked about sort of this, the pedophile rings and those in power and people who are sexual abuse or sex trafficking, which we know. I'm using the word pedophile rings, but that's really what it is. It's a pedophile ring. Let me just give you an open field here. What's your take on the Epstein issue right now? First off, do you think that he committed suicide, or was he suicided? And then your thoughts.
Okay. I'm not somebody that thinks he's in the witness protection program. Most people I see online, when they learn that the cameras were turned off, he was moved out of death watch, he was put in a cell by himself, and then voila, the body basically disappears, and now they're saying we can't hear about the autopsy for some time. A lot of folks think that he was basically... Again, witness protection program. And because we've been lied to so much, people have a right to think that. People have a right to think he actually committed suicide. People have a right to think that he was murdered. But the evidence points towards murder. He had this little black book. He had all this information at his island. He was reportedly talking about working with the Trump administration and prosecutors. He was a concierge. He was a pimp. And I'll get to that next. But for very powerful big groups, setting up these facilities in New Mexico and the Caribbean and in this huge compound in New York where people just didn't have sex with underage girls and things. They did all sorts of rituals and drugs and weird eugenics things. And if people go back to documentaries and reports I've done over the last 10 years, well, really 20, but Epstein's name specifically for 10, I explain it's a whole cult religion based on transhumanism and eugenics that's then merged with trauma-based mind control and things developed by the CIA and MI6. And the reason I knew about this was I was told by Ted Gunderson. Well, let me get to that next.
Okay. Let me ask you this though, real quick, because you mentioned it's a sort of cultish religion. And as a Christian, I believe that people can be serving evil without necessarily knowing it. For example, you know, the greatest trick Satan ever played is making you believe that he doesn't exist, right? I think he's going to show up in a busty, in the form of a busty secretary, not a creaky coffin. Like, most Satanists aren't really worshiping Satan. So when you say that, do you mean they are actually a part of a satanic cult knowingly, or it's just hedonism and serving the flesh and being very selfish, and so it basically manifests itself as this sort of glorified self-religion?
That is exactly right. And if I have the time, I mean, because anybody that studied history, you already know all the answers to this, Stephen. I'm not kissing your ass, it's true. But just getting back to your first question, because I'm already digressing, I don't believe he staged his death. Because dead men tell no tales. They want to threaten all the other witnesses to show them we can kill him inside a federal jail in New York City. Nobody can stop us. So let's go to what I really think happened.
Okay.
We know that all the default protections were turned off. We know that somebody already tried to kill him in the cell. He had told people that. That's come out in the news. So they moved him in with somebody else. Then a few days before, they move him into a cell by himself. They take him off suicide watch. Then, even though there's a camera over the cell, that malfunctioned. That's now ABC News, NBC News. That's confirmed. Then they tell all the guards that normally every 30 minutes, go by your cell. Don't worry about it. Take off the day early. They go off an hour early. Someone who'd never been a worker at that jail is, this is CBS News today, right, was allowed in to the facility, and then reportedly, this is now in CBS News and others are reporting it, that people heard screaming and yelling and basically begging for his life as people go into his cell. Then they start shouting, breathe, 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 Epstein. Now, a lot of people have obviously speculated what's going on here, but everything is turned off. All the emergency defaults are turned off. Then everything is left in the black. The door opens, two guards go in, and then immediately we hear him screaming and yelling. The exact words that I have written down here was that he was basically begging for...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Big specials at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, up to 60% off supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we are still able to be here. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today to keep InfoWars on the air tomorrow. Now, back to Alex Jones on Louder with Crowder.
But because this tranche of 2,000 documents came out from a lawsuit 2 days before, showing all this British royalty, all these big media heads, all these big top Democrats, all these CEOs at Pedophile Island matching the manifest that have come out in federal documents that Dan Bongino and the Secret Service have warned of, saying, you better watch it, Hillary, don't poke the bear. We know you and Bill were on that airplane. Now it's 27 times for Bill alone. So with that whole waterfront going there, these documents come out on a Friday. I actually had the lawyer, Mark Rondazza, on my show last Friday, broke the documents, said what was in them. Next morning, he's dead, and now it's confirmed 4chan had it 38 minutes before that he was dead from hanging. So now there's an investigation of that where 4chan is scooping the New York Times, even in New York City. So the whole thing stinks to heaven, and then it gets worse.
That's not all that odd. I mean, people online tend to be faster than most mainstream news nowadays. You've gotten scoops. We've gotten scoops accidentally. So I don't know that that means foul play. It just means that the New York Times sucks at their job.
Oh, sure. I wasn't that's saying accurate. That was a foul play. I'm just saying it shows the breakdown of the system. But
sure.
Again, if you look at all the defaults, and there's a whole bunch of them. I was talking to a constitutional lawyer and criminal and defense lawyer, Robert Barnes, just yesterday about this. And if you go through all, there's more than 15 things that are defaults that are done with a high-profile person or a suicidal person, like we were told, that were all turned off, all the defaults. And then he told friends they're trying to kill me. This is mainstream news. He told people over the telephone, they're trying to kill me. You got to get me out of here. They're going to kill me. I'm not going to commit suicide. I didn't try to commit suicide. I was attacked in my jail cell. And so now he's dead. Now, regardless, it gets worse, Stephen, and jump at any time. There's just so much.
I do have a question because this is one thing. First off, I've not heard all of the things that you're discussing. We've talked about sort of the five irrefutable facts yesterday, and we uploaded it to YouTube. And yes, of course, documents released Friday, dead on a Saturday. Pedophile Island, the guy got off. If you look at the overtime that was paid from some of these guards at his first stint in prison, you know, it was paid by Epstein himself. Like there's a paper trail here that is really bad. That being said, one thing I have not been able to find, and someone can correct, you probably know this, was he in solitary confinement? Was he supposed to be? Because it seems like that would be very pertinent information, and I can't find the specifics anywhere.
Yes. I mean, if I was able to pull up my phone here, I could dig that out because I've been following this very closely. First, he was a high-profile guy, so they put him in they don't call it solitary confinement there, but they call it protective custody.
Right.
So he's put in a cell. Then he gets put with another person who's reportedly quite a big bull. And this guy is what's being said. There's different reports basically hurting. And then he was put on suicide watch because they tried to imply that he tried to commit suicide, though he told friends and family that that was not the case.
Right.
And then he was by himself in a jail cell, which you're, again, not supposed to be if you're on suicide watch because that increases it. But then they took him out of the suicide watch area and put him into another cell by himself. And so we're not sure if he had the regular covers and things that are actually made where you could hang yourself. When the people on suicide watch have the type that are like paper where you can't kill yourself.
Right. And I think something that's very relevant is, you know, listen, intent really matters here, and it would be interesting to see how much information we have regarding Epstein. Was his sentiment there, was he enthusiastic about bringing other people down in this ring, saying, listen, I'm going to burn this whole ship down with me? Or was he a guy who seemed as though he was hopeless, defeated, and wanted to check out? Because if it's the former, the guy wouldn't commit suicide if you placed a razor blade in his cell, because he has a mission to accomplish. If it's the latter, it's totally reasonable, and everything that I've read seems to insinuate that he wasn't looking to kill himself, but I understand that a lot of that is conjecture.
Well, what friends and family have said in a bunch of news articles is actual quotes, but the media lies so much, you're right, who knows what's true. It is kind of conjecture in the fake news era of the mainstream media.
Right.
But they said that he was looking forward to things, he was settling into life, he was happy, and then they spun that and said, oh, well, he fooled them to put him in an area where he could kill himself. But the information from CBS News and others that, no, the camera was turned off, and that the jail guards go in. One of the jail guards had never worked there before, and then they heard howling and screaming and begging and them saying, breathe, Jeffrey Epstein, breathe. You can breathe. Come on. The whole thing is just over-the-top bizarre. But here's what's even crazier. It's confirmed that in the last few weeks, all these people pulled boats up to the little pedophile island, and that they flew the drones around his house and got video of all these Apple computers and hard drives and things in the windows, and shots of binoculars and printers, and, you know, because right. People, when they're doing computer work, want to look out on the ocean, like I'm doing right now. Days before the FBI raided it a few days ago, all of that got pulled because people were droning it every day. Mm-hmm. So 3 days before the FBI raids, someone goes in and pulls all the computers and equipment that can be seen through the windows out of the house. So who knew the FBI was coming and who did that? That is another huge area that needs to be investigated.
Wow, that is pretty. Now, is that something, is there like a before and after picture that people can see?
There absolutely. There is a before and after. Infowars.com and Newswars.com were some of the first to break it. Drudge Report linked to our article. But it's now out there and been pretty big. And so you can just pull up those articles for yourself.
Yeah, because one thing I noticed was a sort of, I guess, for lack of a better word, temple on his island that people saw. I did notice that when you watched, you saw some of the more recent drone footage, a lot of the pagan iconography had been removed from it, as opposed to if you look at the older ones. And I want to say, was it Poseidon or was it Medusa, and then there were these two animal figures?
Yeah,
and they were gone,
yeah,
in the more recent ones. You still see that optical illusion of the recessed door. It's hard, and this is what I do, right, for a living-ish. I mean, more, I'm a comedian, but I'm going, okay, hold on a second. Is there a time line here as to when this changed? And it seems very difficult to find a lot of this info.
Exactly. And that's what we're saying, is that the timeline of the dome being removed.
Right.
And then the creatures of mythology on top and below. And they went, oh, a hurricane did that. But then folks checked the timeline of the last hurricane. No, in fact, a lot of this is recent. And so, yes, the place is being torn apart. The FBI had people with snorkels out in the water looking. But then when you pull back big picture, Jeffrey Epstein was a concierge. He was a pimp. He was a handler. We've tracked his whole history. But the reason this is so important is it's like a string on a sweater. You pull that string out on that sweater and the whole thing can unravel. So if you'd like, I can tell folks as specifically or not as specifically as you would like, because even Mark Rondazzo, who's been my lawyer off and on, the student got this. He's been on my show, and he doesn't even like to read the documents on air, even though it's from lawsuits, from federal documents. It matches up with flight manifestos and other witnesses, but it names a lot of names. And so I think instead of just even naming names, perhaps we should just get into what eyewitnesses said is inside the temple, and then
sure,
other temples around the world, and the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. And I mean, we released some of this info yesterday, like the flight manifest, and obviously, I mean, you're not naming names if you mentioned Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew and people like that. I remember what was reading, was it Kevin Spacey and
Matt Groening?
Governor Bill Richardson, but it's a lot of
that
other
surprised me, Governor Bill Richardson, because I just thought of him as sort of an inconsequential governor who, you know, wasn't really a part of the elite because no one really liked him.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of Globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the Globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, everybody saw Jeffrey Epstein's death in jail coming. The victims, the lawyers of the victims, anyone in media worth their salt. And then what happened? Jeffrey Epstein found dead in prison cell, apparent suicide. But the forensic analysis has come out. Broken bones in Epstein's neck indicate strangulation would be the cause of death. So now all of a sudden this opens up a whole new can of worms, a whole new can of questioning, and you have to wonder how Jeffrey Epstein was able to be strangled and murdered in jail in a correctional facility with video surveillance that goes haywire, with guards that are apparently sleeping, with paperwork that apparently they didn't do, with other people present that apparently heard him struggling. But the mainstream media is right there to tell you what. Don't question anything. And if you do question the official narrative of Epstein's suicide, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. And, well, if you're a conspiracy theorist now, they say you're a domestic terrorist. So Epstein committed suicide, even though the evidence says broken bones in the neck, he was strangled to death. Here's Alex Jones with Stephen Crowder.
Right. Well, and then, so before we get into the specifics, do you think there's a connection, because we do have to be honest about this, full disclosure, with President Donald Trump? Do you think there's a connection with President Trump beyond what we already know, that, you know, they were friends a long time ago when he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, I think in 2011? Is there anything else going on there?
Here's the bottom line. I already vetted Trump early on, and if he had any connection to pedophilia or any connection to child trafficking that the Clintons just have all around them, I mean, it's not just Epstein. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not run into, you know, this head of her foundation convicted of smuggling kids out of Haiti, and right now she runs this major, you know, child group, and Obama opening the borders up and saying let kids come across unattended, and then the Senate report admits thousands ended up in sex slavery, hundreds dead, Washington Post. I mean, that's what's so frustrating here is, Stephen, I'd love to say this is something I broke, this is something that vindicates me, I'm so cool, I'm so incredible. It's like breaking that this pen in my hand is orange. This has been very well known for decades. It's right. Been all over the British news for decades about Prince Andrew and the royals and how they compromise people using this. And so Epstein and the Clintons is just a tentacle and an extension of this. So here's what I did to research Trump. As soon as I saw him get big, I always thought he was annoying. I'm not into casinos. I'm not into bling. But I get that's his advertising. But as soon as I saw, I liked what he was saying on the stage, I went into research mode. Mm-hmm. And I read Roger Stone's War on Women, Roger Stone's book, Clinton's War on Women. And I already knew most of that about the Clintons. So I thought, okay, this is really accurate. So then I went and researched a lot of the Epstein stuff in there that I already knew was true. There was no Trump connection. Trump was probably with him at 10 or 15 parties while they lived in the same towns. He was a member of the club. Trump did throw him out, and it turns out, told people, it was on record, for hitting on an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And just being a creepy person that people were complaining about. And Trump's heart was hardly ever even there. And so the media always tries to divert it off onto Trump. Like, oh, Donald Trump's best friend, Jeffrey Epstein, there's nothing there. But when you look at the Clintons, it is just incredible what's there. And it goes back to...
Well, it's 27 different flights over six visits, as I remember, if memory serves me correctly.
Yes, and they were on a lot of other jets together to well-known sultans that are pedophiles in the Middle East. And if you get into the spirit cooking, the real WikiLeaks stuff, not the fake Pizzagate stuff that the media created and got people diverted off onto and then blamed on me, but the real spirit cooking stuff, real Aleister Crowley stuff. So here's the best place to start. You rightfully explained that most people get recruited by evil because it's a hot secretary. Or a hot, you know, woman. And that's actually how most Satanists recruit people. And really all Satanists are is 3,000-year-old private intelligence agencies going back to the Middle East where this got written about in scrolls, who learn to recruit righteous people with slow corruption. First have sex with somebody else's wife. Then be corrupt on your taxes. And that's how it begins. But the way it's been described to me, and it's in history books as well, is it circles of corruption. So at the center of the circle, I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, I can see it.
But at the center...
It looks kind of like an everlasting gobstopper when you cut it in half.
Yes, exactly. At the center, you've got really evil control freaks that want to manipulate and control everybody else because they have all the information. They know where the bodies are buried. And then they have people outside of them that they have dirt on who they control who go out and work for them, just like a mafia. But then they get power, and then they go out and manipulate people on the outside ring of that. And so it's like any cult. any cult operates, they just expand out from there. So you've got Jeffrey Epstein is in the second ring here.
Right.
He's not in the ring with the royalty and the Clintons and all the rest of them. I'd say the Clintons got into that final little center area. And you've got all the minions out here that kind of know what's going on, but they just turned a blind eye to kids. They turned a blind eye to cocaine being shipped in, blah, blah, blah. But you see, just like the Mexican mafia will make you go kill a liquor store owner or a rival member of the gang to be in their mafia, or the Crips will make you go kill somebody in the Bloods, or in La Cosa Nostra, you got to kill at least three or four people, and you've got to carry out a bunch of other crimes, so they have all the dirt on you so they can burn you anytime they want. Well,
right.
They found that people don't care if you've killed somebody or cheated on your wife the last 50 years. But what they'll really get you for is sex with kids. And so people know that you have to have sex with first underage people. Then you've got to have sex with people that are even younger until you finally go wear a mask at a satanic ritual, and they will usually bring a high-end hooker there, and they will poison her, and they'll say, okay, she's dead. We've got to cover this up. You were all involved. The next level is actually usually shooting somebody. They'll bring somebody in, say, this guy's a criminal. You go up and you shoot him. And you're like, wait a minute, that's in the Bourne, first Bourne movie, where after he's been mind controlled, he goes and kills the other soldier that failed. This is all CIA mind control, ancient mind control. Ancient secret societies are just what we call modern intelligence agencies. To look at the circle, another way to look at it is what they see it as. It's a pyramid, okay? And you've got the group at the top that has the knowledge. Everybody else below it has less and less knowledge. All I did was study history and how these groups actually operate to try to take people to the top of the pyramid. And so now that they're externalizing all of these methods to corrupt the general public, because they're now going from their cult level, getting control, to their final phase where they try to take full societal cultural control. And that's when these cults, from the Aztecs to the ancient Babylonians to the ancient Assyrians to every ancient culture, the Druids, the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths, all went through periods where they would go into a decadent cycle where finally the priest class would emerge with the human sacrifice, emerge with the killing of the virgins, that's children, and externalize it and get the entire tribe to accept
it. So let me ask you, are you saying you think that Epstein would have been involved with like actual human sacrifices at satanic rituals?
Absolutely, and that's what's now coming out. I've been saying this for 10 years. Because we knew about the islands, we knew about it all. They had underground dungeons, underground passages. All the locals that built it said this. They said that boats would pull up at night, not just with high-end girls, that were 16 down to 12, that kind of knew what they were doing, or their families had sold into this. Because Epstein, again, would go to Romania, Hungary, and actually buy girls. That's now confirmed. Who were, 12 years old, train them and use them as sex ops. But we're talking about poor kids from the Caribbean being brought in on boats at night. And see, that's the final level of the top of the pyramid, is that just like the Crips or the Bloods want you to kill somebody, the final level of the pyramid in this is killing children. And it just came out in Italian newspapers 2 days ago that other rich elites are getting busted on islands off the coast of Italy where they're doing ritual murder orgies. First, it's sex orgies. First, you go to the island and you have sex with a bunch of hot hookers. Then it's a 16-year-old. Then it's a 14-year-old. Then it's a 12-year-old. Then, this person's talking. We're going to have to kill him. You're involved. You're going to have to help us dispose of the body.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Well, one little birdie won't be chirping. That's Jeffrey Epstein. No. Autopsy now reveals he had broken vertebrae, which means he was strangled to death. Oh, but don't you worry, because cable news will be sure to tell you, nothing to see here. Just a suicide. Just another suicide. Really amazing, but I think this is a major opportunity to show people just how, I mean, how do you even explain this? Corrupt the world is? How much power a shadow government has? A secret society? I mean, who could pull this off? I mean, reasonably and logically, think about this. How could this have happened? Somebody had to pay people off, right? Somebody had to blackmail people in the facility, right? I mean, what is going on here? Will we ever get answers? But how about this, though? Can I get a doc cam, please? Or just pull this up in HD. they remove a portrait from Jeffrey Epstein's mansion, or was it on the island? I think it was on the island. Either way, Epstein had a portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress, one that I think people are claiming Hillary Clinton wore, because there's pictures of her in a similar dress, and then red high heels on. Now, red high heels may or may not have some sort of symbolism for some sort of sexual perversion. I don't know why else you would be putting the red heels on, Bill. And then, of course, the blue dress. And it's in the Oval Office. This is the clown world, ladies and gentlemen, right here. This is what we're dealing with. Jeffrey Epstein having a portrait of Bill Clinton in the Oval Office in a blue dress and red heels. What in the hell do you think that is? So, the whole world is watching the Epstein cover-up happen. But the story will not die with Epstein, as the victims now look at Maxwell, Epstein's procurer, although she walks free and is living in her sprawling mansion just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Tough life being a sex slave procurer for Jeffrey Epstein. And how is she still alive? She's not even in a jail, in a facility that has guards and video surveillance. And how is she still alive? She knows everything that Epstein knows. A lot of questions, not a lot of answers, but one portrait of Bill Clinton in the Oval Office in a blue dress and red heels. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The symbolism is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Open your eyes and see it. They're flaunting it right in front of your face. You know, that's really what this is. This is a total flex on the American people. We're going to have murdered the biggest witness to one of the biggest underground child sex rings to ever be exposed. We're so powerful, we operate in the shadows, we're so untouchable, we're going to murder him right in front of your eyes, and then we're so powerful and in control of the media, they're going to tell you it was suicide, and then they'll demonize you if you ever question it. Some things just become a little mundane and trivial when you realize what is actually going on out there. Now, there is some other news, economic news, cultural news. I'm going to get to all of it. Gerald Celente is going to be joining me in the third hour. You know, he predicted a recession, and then there were the bad yields in the stock market yesterday, but it has made a recovery somewhat today. Still over 25 on the Dow, but I just wonder if this Epstein story is ever going to die. Clearly murdered. Clearly a cover-up. Clearly trying to stop an industrial-level sex slave pedophile ring from being exposed and bringing down powerful names and royalty. Now, meanwhile, you've got Chinese troops gathering inside a sports stadium near the Hong Kong border. Images are coming out. So China is getting ready to invade Hong Kong. They've been thinking about invading Taiwan. They're building these islands in the South China Sea. And it's only getting worse in Hong Kong. It's only going to get worse unless the Chinese pull back, but all signs indicate the exact opposite. They're going in even harder. Now, are you going to see a Tiananmen Square-like situation in Hong Kong now? What is going to happen? Trump is trying to remain neutral on it, despite the tough trade talk, which you'd think people would appreciate, somebody who's not trying to saber-rattle us into a war. Wants to meet with President Xi. But you notice how every time there's some sort of thing like this, and it's all making more sense to me now with North Korea, anytime there's some sort of struggle with China and either Western allied forces or even in their own region, North Korea just fires off a missile or fires off a nuke. North Korea is the Chinese junkyard dog. I think Kim Jong-un actually really likes President Trump and gets along well with President Trump, who is engaging in world diplomacy. But you see, when China and the United States start sparring, North Korea needs to fire off a missile to make Trump look weak. You see, that's how that works. And then they use that in the media to make Trump look weak. And then China puffs out their chest. Because Trump knows full well that this is how it goes on. But it's all about optics. And meanwhile, because the whole world is changing right now, you had Boris Johnson get elected, who promised Brexit by October. Well, now the opposition party has come out and said, with Jeremy Corbyn, they are going to stop the Brexit. So, you know, it's just like, okay, the people want to get out of the EU. What should we do? Well, let's have a vote and we'll see. They vote. Okay, they voted to leave the EU. Well, we didn't actually want that to happen, so we're going to stay in the EU. They have a referendum vote. Again, leave the EU. Well, we'll start working on plans. Maybe someday we'll get out, but probably not. They have another vote. They vote Boris Johnson in because he's a Brexit party guy. So he says, hey, we're going to get out of Brexit. You guys voted for it 500 times. Everybody wants it. We're going to be out of Brexit by October. And then what happens? The old guard, the old establishment comes back and says, nope. You voted 3 times to leave the European Union. We're not going to let you. Total tyranny. So, but this is what's happening right now as the New World Order is collapsing. And the fight for the new World Order is happening right now. And at least we have a president that doesn't want to see America go the way of the dodo bird as the new world order emerges from the ashes of the old. And hopefully it's not literal ashes. But let me tell you, people are predicting a recession. People are afraid that a larger conflict of war could break out. And you'd hate to be in a situation like Russia where they have to stockpile on iodine right now because they just had another nuclear disaster that they're trying to get under control. But, you know, we have emergency food supplies for situations like this. We sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. We have nascent iodine, which is great. This is why Russia's loading up on nascent iodine, fights radiation, nuclear radiation specifically. So if you're working on a bug-out bag, you're afraid of these events happening, we can help you. In fact, we have a whole section of survival gear at InfoWarsStore.com. But emergency food is on sale. And we've also got nascent iodine that is on sale. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today to keep InfoWars on the air tomorrow.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.